Good morning and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. Ah, it's a lovely day actually. A few clouds around, but it's gonna be a warm one. It was a warm one last night. It interrupted my sleep on occasion. But here we are over the park. There's quite a few people about actually. It's a nice one, and I've had another mindful morning. I've been refocusing back on taking my time in the mornings. So if I've got a day like today where I've got I haven't got any specific things to do until about 1 o'clock, so I have freedom with my time. So I tend to start very slowly. But what I've noticed is there's a difference between just sitting about aimlessly and doing something mindfully with intent. So if I follow, I've got a little morning routine. It's nothing special, but it's, I wake up, I get up, I make my bed, I clean my teeth, I get myself dressed, and then I'll go downstairs and I'll have a cup of coffee. And and if I've got the time, if I'm not sort of like getting ready to just get out the door, I'll make a filter coffee. So I'll use a French press. And that's a little bit of a, there's something ceremonial to it, isn't there? If you do it that way. But each thing I do, I engage with fully and attempt at least not to distract myself with other things. So once I've had my coffee, I'll then often do my workout. And again, the experience of workouts is different. If I kind of do it, I feel like I'm in a bit of a rush and I'm distracting myself with other things and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do next. It's a very different experience to if I just maybe just put some music on and, you know, don't pick up my phone in between sets. Don't pick up my phone in between exercises. Just fully engage with it. And the result of that is that the workout feels, I don't know, more productive because I'm fully engaged with it. It's also harder because I'm focusing more on what I'm doing and working the muscles that I'm working. So it's a very different experience. And so it's modern productivity thinking would be that you need to multitask and fit things in between. I mean, the fact is I'm doing this podcast now in between exercises. So I've just done a few sets of something and I just thought I'd come out and do this because this is on my mind. Mindfulness with intent, but not under pressure. But to have a sequence of things to do in the morning sets me up for getting things done. And what I find is that I start off kind of fighting against it because you just want to lay down, don't you? You still feel tired. We don't all leap out of bed into a nice bath like Tony Robbins does. But you know what I mean. But to just have that start to the day, which is effectively getting things done. The other thing I want to talk about is the real purpose of this podcast, and this is for me to work out what I'm going to do. And there are some themes coming up. One is that I am a natural mediator and I have developed those skills over time. I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Paul Graham, yesterday, and we were talking about maybe doing some stuff together. And he was saying how I'm good at sort of getting into people's thinking. So for me, even in my engineering career, whilst there was all the process stuff, what I was more interested in as someone who was trying to promote and implement change, a lot of my work was monotonous day-to-day stuff, just getting the job out the door, but I was more interested in the improvement stuff, was about people's thinking and about how you get them to want to do it too. And that's where I think the real benefits come, if we can understand how we're thinking and how that's getting in the way of progress. And bearing in mind, progress isn't necessarily about just being more productive. It might be about enjoying the work more, or focusing on what's important rather than being distracted by all the nonsense jobs that we're given. But so mediation, thinking, it's always been, not always, but certainly latterly, it's all about the thinking. And I think that thread does run through my life. I've always been a bit of a bit of a someone who sits on the outside of things and watches and listens. So anyway, I've done my 5 minutes. So I'm going to get back to my workout and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do. Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends if you have any about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.